We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Here we go. Saturday Night Knicks. The music has been hit. Because after an embarrassing effort last night against the Mavs, Knicks came into Detroit, came in for business, and took care of business right away. Led by Julius Randle, Reggie Bullock. Knicks went out to a 14-0 lead and did not look back. Knicks starters beat the Detroit starters 39-1 in the first quarter. Knicks scored 41 first quarter points, 9 three-pointers, and 20 points by Julius Randle. And that was pretty much it, man. This game was a no contest. Knicks win by 44 points. 44 points. And made quick work out of the new Detroit Pistons. 25-25 on the campaign. Knicks even it up. And yeah, man, salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you, boy. CP in the building on the solo dolo for right now. Ashley is doing SNY, and we'll be joining later. CK's off tonight. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Hit that thumbs up button for you, boy. Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped, number one show for the fans by the fans. And what do we take away from a win like this? Well, what we take away is you wish you could be playing the Detroit Pistons every night because it was that easy for the Knicks. But you know what? Listen, you know, the Pistons, they're a bad team. We know that. Worst team in the East. But they have been playing better. But what we can take away is a couple of things. Number one, your top dog set the tone. And that was Julius Randle. Julius came out from the beginning. He came out with energy. He was poised. He was under composure. He let the game come to him. And he took care of business. 29 points for Julius. Highly efficient game. 9-16 from the field. 5-9 from downtown. 8 boards, 3 dimes as well. So I thought Julius set a great, great tone. Secondly, Reggie Bullock. Got to call Reggie Bullock to the stage, man. We dog him out for not showing up in the second half. We know how he gets off to his hot starts. Bullock put together a complete game. 22 points, 6 of 10 from downtown, along with 5 boards. So Bullock chipped in and had a complete game for this team, which was good to see. You know, Julius and Bullock have that chemistry going, man. We always see how they start the game off. They always get into that 1-2 game with each other. And tonight it paid off. You know, again, against the Pistons, but tonight it paid off. An interesting stat going into this game. Shout out my guy Tommy D for putting me on to this. Because I was wondering, because every time we see Bullock and Randle having that chemistry, I want to know how many assists does Randle account for and Bullock's makes. Bullock accounts for 43% of Randle's dimes. And he's shooting 41% from three and 44% from two. So we put the numbers together with the eye test, and that's what you see, man. They had the chemistry going, and they were locked in. So good job by Bullock putting a complete game together. Definitely wanted to see that. What are you, another thing you could take away, and again, yes, it was the Pistons, but another thing you could take away was the ball movement. The ball movement was crisp from beginning to end. And you know what? Got to give him credit. We dog him when it's due. I give credit when it was due. I thought Peyton made a concerted effort to swing the ball, look for others before he looked for his typical drives to the rim, and I thought that also helped us out a lot early in this game. I thought Peyton was looking to dish. He would finish with a team high, 11 points, 9 assists for Peyton. So I thought Peyton moving the ball was nice. RJ got the ball moving here and there. Julius was definitely moving it. I thought the off-ball action was good between RJ, Peyton, Bullock. They were moving well without the ball. So the offense just had a bit more spirit to it. Knicks got out to a 14-0 run. 39-1, Knicks starters outscored the Detroit starters in that first quarter. 41 first quarter points for the Knicks. 9 threes. I think they would finish with 15 on the night. 19 on the night. Correction, 19 on the night. Because in garbage time, Kevin Obi started filling it up. So it was a good effort. 20 first quarter points by Randle. Overall, good effort. I thought the defense was crisp. Between Noel and Taj, I thought they manned the paint very well. Noel finished with 4 blocks. Taj chipped in with two steals. So I thought defensively they were crisp in guarding the paint. Perimeter defense was also solid between Peyton and RJ. I thought they did their thing, Bullock as well. So they took care of business, man. You wish you could play the Pistons every night, but they took care of business and got back on track. Took care of business and got back on track. Garbage time. OB did okay. You know, OB came out and got some more confidence. Then in garbage time, Kev came in, started lighting it up. We get 3 for 3 from downtown for Kev. So that was solid. How about Norvell Pell? Norvell Pell comes in garbage time. Dislocates his finger on an alley-oop attempt. The medical staff comes in, tape him up. He comes back, he shoots his free throws, comes back on the other end, gets 2 quick blocks on one possession, and then gets it out to Kev, who would put the nail in the coffin with a final 3-pointer. So it was a team effort, all in all. Everybody got in, everybody played, the whole bench played. So give credit to Tibbs. Everybody played in this game. You know, you got the situationals in there, Frank, Kev, OB got in there. You had a Pinson sighting, Jared Harper. So, hey, it was a party affair. It was a family affair down in Detroit. So Knicks get back on track, 25-25 in the campaign. We know that Brooklyn is lurking. So you just got to go in and take care of business. And I thought they did that. They did that well. Julius led it. Bullock. RJ was okay. You know, 14 points, 5 for 7 from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line, 1 for 1 from downtown. You know, I thought because Julius and Peyton really dominated the ball, you didn't really see RJ get too many looks. Also didn't look too confident on some of his mid-range jumpers and drive attempts, but he still finished with an efficient night. Still defended well, finished with 14 points, 5 for 7 from the field. And as I said, we dog Peyton. But Peyton came in and started swinging the ball around, and I thought, you know, he set a good tone offensively. So you got everything you wanted. You wanted to see them come out on the second night of a back-to-back with energy, bounce back after an embarrassing effort last night against the Mavericks, and they did that. Took care of business, wire-to-wire win, and didn't look back. Pistons were able to cut it to 17 midway through the game, but it really wasn't a threat. I mean, you look at the guys on this court, you don't really see much of a team here. And UCLA and Gonzaga going down to the wire right now. 81-81. Well, salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for me, for your boy. How are we feeling right now? How are we feeling about this win? Let me go to the phones, man. Benji, what's going on? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, big win, guys. Big win, CP, sorry.
No, I'm good, bro.
We obviously needed this game, bro. It goes without saying, we needed to win this damn game. We couldn't play around. We couldn't mess around. We couldn't have any nonsense happening. We just need to go in and dissect those fools, which is what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great tone setting from the start. I thought Peyton forget the stats, played one of his better games in terms of distributing the ball, obviously, and moving the ball and getting everyone involved. Big shout out to Reggie Bullock. I think he's had an off year there, but he's been much, much better, I'd say, over the last 12 to 15 games. He's shooting about 40% from three now. He's really embracing his role and big shooting tonight. But I wanted to say, I think I'm hoping that Harden and obviously Durant will not be playing on Monday.
Don't run from the smoke,
we get a break,
man.
There and we,
don't run from the smoke,
well, I
man.
Mean, look, for the same reason I hope LeBron doesn't play when we play the Lakers. I mean, the reality is we got to win these games.
Yeah.
And if we're gonna play, I hope we play New Orleans without Zion and Ingram. I mean, we got to win.
Yeah, you want to catch a break.
We got to win these games. We can't mess around. I mean, look, I'm looking at it this way. The final nine games of the season, it's the six-game road trip. Houston and Memphis, those are winnable games. But mm-hmm. Phoenix, Denver, Clippers, and Lakers, you figure LeBron's back by then.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolutely disgusting road trip. And then three home games, Boston, San Antonio, and Charlotte. So I think it's the seeding and our playoff lives are going to come down to potentially those three games. So any breaks we can get, like we got the break with Milwaukee, let's take them. But I wanted to say, I am not that I want us to be injured at all, but I am curious to see a scenario in which Pell gets a chance because either Taj or Noel are out. I do want to see, because I think this guy, he's never really gotten any significant playing time, and I know he's limited, but it's like you can tell, like, from the limited time I've seen him out there, like, guys do not want to even go near him. He emphatically blocks the ish out of whoever the hell comes up at him. It's like punks jump up to get beat down. He's like, get that nonsense out of there, like, immediately. Like, he's strong. I don't know. I can't speak. I'm sure he has no offense, but he's a pretty goddamn good, guy for the limited minutes he played. But the last point I wanted to make is what's going on with Orlando? I'd love to find a way to get Otto Porter here. To help us from the wing. I mean, he's not. I looked at the box score tonight. Orlando's losing by 40 to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Otto Porter isn't playing. I don't know if he's injured, but like, let's get that guy out. Let's get that guy out of Orlando.
Yeah,
we've got to get out of there.
We'd love to have him. We'd definitely love to have him. Appreciate the call, man. We'll see if Otto Porter shakes loose out of Orlando. As I said, the deadline is April 9th. That's a key date. April 9th is the date to remember. For guys who get bought out to be playoff eligible. So the Knicks have one more roster spot to fill. Could it be Otto Porter? Could it be another 3-and-D player, another guard? Who knows? Wouldn't mind seeing either one. But on Pell, listen, this is a night that he comes in the game, but I wouldn't expect much else from him. I think we're overrating his signing. He's the 15th guy. So don't sweat that. You hope Noel is healthy for this whole stretch, and you hope Taj continues to play well during this whole stretch, because Taj is another guy you didn't expect to be logging major minutes. He came off the streets. I'd wanted them to keep him from last year. They let him go. He had a $10 million option coming to him, so they let him go, rightfully so. Business is business. But I ended up bringing him back, and he's making a significant impact here with the second unit. He's holding down the fort in Mitch's absence. So Taj, to me, is more important. But, Pell gets in, he gets in. Appreciate the call, though. Super chats coming in already. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boy. We got Ashley coming in a couple minutes. Lloyd Barker, Rock Jr. says, let's give Obi some respect. That boy's no longer afraid of the basketball on the rim. Yeah, you see a much more spirited effort from Obi now. He's understanding, to put the ball on the floor. I think I was arguing with Jay Ellis, I think it was me and Jay Ellis a couple weeks back, and he was arguing that, he needs the ball, he needs the point guard. I'm like, listen, it's still no excuse to not be able to put the ball on the floor and draw a foul, draw some contact. Go strong. And you saw that again tonight. Took the ball strong on Jeremy Grant, knocked down a three. So it was good to see Obi coming in with some confidence, coming in with some energy. Even heard Clyde on the telecast was, hyping him up, trying to, you know, encourage him. So it's good to see from Obi. Other super chats coming in. Maurice Baker says, can we sign Novell Bell to the max? Yeah, that was a crazy sequence, I'm not gonna lie, at the end of the game, man, because he dislocates his finger on an alley, and that was disgusting to see. So you think they're gonna take him out, but then they tape him up. He comes back on the other end, gets two blocks on Mutombo style, and then can't finish it for three. So, you know, for a guy that just joined the team on the road trip, you know, the whole bench was hype. So good for him and good for them. Something for the team chemistry. At Freak NY says, Knicks fan TV is must-see TV. That is a fact. KFTV is must-see TV. Thumbs up button for you, boy. You already know. Saturday night, salute to the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, in the chat, in the mosh pit, vibing with the people. Salute to Chuck. Everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat to salute a legend. We have a legend among us, chatting Knicks on a nightly basis. Do not take that for granted. Chuck says, Obi starting to see. He's starting to see, yeah, it's good to see that. Definitely good to see that. Hits Over Hype sends a super chat. He says, I refuse to ever lose to a team that play their games in the Little Caesars Arena. Man, oh, man. You know, they talk about the Knicks with their problems. You know, Detroit basketballs, they're going through some tough times, man. Definitely going through some tough times. So, Kenny Gale salute says, needed that win. Solid, happy feet. Penguin emoji minutes. Corner boy Kev launching the human white flag. Theo Pitts inciting my son Pell. He said the human white flag. Salute to Pinson, man. Ace of Kings, what's going on, bro? Let's go to the Bronx. How you feeling, man?
I'm all right, CP. How you doing, baby?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. What'd you think about this win?
It was a must-need win.
Yeah.
We lost the things that we should have won. And, you know, it looked like a video game out there.
Yeah.
Like, the score was ridiculous. And as I said, I'm glad that we won, but it's just, for me personally, I can't stand Bullock. He's unreliable, man.
Yeah.
He's not consistent at all.
Yep. Yeah, you're right, bro.
His defense is overrated. His defense is constantly being overrated.
He's
always fouling somebody behind the three. He's always constantly fouling somebody behind the three-point line.
Yeah, it happens, bro. It happens. But, I mean, if you look at the numbers don't lie. I mean, I gave you that stat the other day where opponents were shooting like 30% on threes against Bullock. He's the guy that when the best player comes in, you got to put him on it. You got to put him on him. It's not to say that he's a lockdown defender, but I think he, of your starting five between him and RJ, RJ's a plus defender as well. But Bullock, I trust Bullock on the defensive end to at least, you know, impede the opposing play. It depends on who it is. Some guys you can't stop. But defensively, I like his presence defensively.
Yeah, but his shooting is just so wishy-washy, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
Burke.
A fact.
Burke is more consistent. Burke is a lot more consistent compared to Bullock. And
yeah.
It's just like, I understand that we need shooters and we don't have anybody on the market right now, but it's just, he's fool's gold to me half of the time.
Yeah. Well, they're role players. You know, truth be told, Ace of Kings, they're role players. So this is who they are. If they were any more consistent, they'd be stars. A guy like a Bullock, if he's knocking out 6 3-pointers a game and 22 points, he's legit.
Yeah.
He's been a journeyman.
Absolutely right.
You know, he's been a journeyman. But I think, like I said, at the very least, you should be able to count on his defense. And I think, by and large, he's been part of the reason why this Knicks defense has been fairly solid, at least guarding the perimeter.
Yeah, somewhat. Like, I don't know. For some reason, it just seems like ever since he has those doodle braid dreads, it just throws off his equilibrium certain nights, man.
Appreciate the call, bro.
I can't help
the call. I don't know, man. I can't speak to that, but that was hilarious. You know, I was talking to my guy Schwinny from Posting and Toasting the Strickland and on their podcast, and he thought, is it, you know, since the neck injury, is he kind of losing stamina, losing it during, you know, in the second half? Could be. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor. I can't really say that. But it's been noticeable, the second half drop-offs of Bullock. I mean, he starts the game like a bat out of hell. He's all over the place. He's cutting. His energy's there. Like I said, that chemistry with him and Julius is very noticeable, especially to start the games. What you see is, especially on the elbow, you'll see Julius in the post – posting up, and then they'll do like a little like delayed cut pitch into a screen to free up Bullock. So Julius will kind of like pitch him open. Bullock will run to the ball, and Julius will set that screen for him. And that's usually like their go-to play. And you see it a lot. You saw it again tonight. If I find it right before the third quarter ended, let me see if I can pull up this play. Right before the third quarter ended, they did just that, where Julius was making his move, and he caught Killian Hayes slipping. Caught Killian Hayes asleep. And Killian Hayes, who was guarding Bullock, lost him. And Bullock runs to his spots. Julius passes him open, and he knocks down a three right at the end. This was the play right here. That was the play right there. Caught Killian Hayes asleep at the wheel. And you see Killian Hayes out here on Bullock, but he's paying attention to Randle. Doesn't see the ball and see his man. The cardinal sin, as Clyde would say. Catches Killian sleeping. And then Bullock is wide open for three. Knocks it down. But as Asa King said, you just like to see it consistently. Will you see it consistently? Time will tell. You hope so. You know, you put together two good halves this tonight. I mean, yeah, put together two good halves tonight. So we'll see where it goes from there. You know what I mean? Angel, what's going on, bro? How you feeling, man?
Yo, CP, what's good, bro?
What's good, bro? How you feeling?
I feel a lot better than yesterday, I can tell you.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, we all do, man.
We just look really hungry tonight. You know, I think we know that we're better than what we've been showing the last three games, you know, regardless of his rotations or, you know, guys just missing shots. And, you know, you can just see that we really wanted this game. You know, Julius came out, you know, scored, what, 20 points in the first quarter. So, you know, it was really good to see him, you know, like make some shots because obviously, you know, he's hurt. And, you know, I was a little surprised with Bullock. I didn't really expect that, you know, him hitting some threes as well so early. And then, you know, we just fed out that energy, man. It was really good to see. But obviously it's Detroit, you know.
Yeah.
So we got Brooklyn coming up. I want to see this in Brooklyn, you know, because we're supposed to beat these teams. You know, the way we've been playing consistently, you know, as far as these below-average teams, we've been winning most of them, you know. So, but it's like I said yesterday, you know, like I really wanted to see Kevin Knox out there, even though it was in garbage time, you know, but it was good to see him make some shots, man. And,
hey,
you know,
Kev's
my
guy,
Obi,
man. Kev's my guy. Always good to see Kev out
there
letting it fly, man. I wish he was playing a lot more because I feel like he can do this on occasion and give us a spark off the bench. But, you know, everybody can't play, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I do think that there's a spot on this team for him to come in every game. Because, as you can see, even though it's garbage time, but this guy, he lets it fly, man. And that's what we need against teams like Brooklyn, Dallas, Boston coming up, you know. And we're going to, you know, regardless of what happens, we're going to have to beat some playoff teams to make the playoffs, you know. So I'm really hoping that, you know, we can stay aggressive the way we've been today and we can just build that confidence, man. If we could, I mean, it's so obvious that if we can just get a point guard that can, you know, score whenever he wants but push the pace, we're just a different team, and you can see it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you can really see it. Like obviously, we don't have, you know, like, any real superstars on the team, but you can just see, man, if we can get one or two really good all-star, superstar players, this team is going to make noise. But, you know, you got to crawl before you walk, you know. So I'm really happy, man, and definitely hit that thumbs up for your boys, man. And thanks for taking my call, bro. Appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Oh, hope all is good, man. I know you had a flat tire the other day, man, so hope everything is all right, bro.
Hey, listen, you know, I got a flat tire just from Peyton shooting that air ball, bro. Like that's just
hey, you played play better tonight, though.
I just don't anymore, bro. Like,
you played better tonight,
shoots,
though. Truth be told, you know? He played better tonight. I thought Peyton, I watched him with intent, and I saw a guy that, you know, understood that the coach wants better ball movement, and he's a point guard. Peyton has to move the ball. It's not just about putting your head down and dribbling to the rack, and that's what Tibbs wants too, but you're forgetting about the other parts of the game. And because he's been getting limited minutes, and not closing games. And yesterday was another example. I thought Peyton took it on himself to really get others involved before getting himself going, and he finished with 9 dimes. So
yeah, I agree, but see, here goes the thing with Peyton, though, bro.
Yeah.
You know, because I know you got some of the callers,
yeah,
but
no problem.
You know, see, the thing with Peyton is he doesn't pass the ball. Like, if he plays like this every game,
and
we're a whole different team because
with
you're
the
getting everybody involved.
3-pointer. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. Gonzaga just hit a miracle 3. Was that Suggs? In overtime, UCLA was down 5. They tie it 90-90. And I don't know. I just, out of the corner of my eye, I just seen a shot go up. It was Jalen Suggs. Knocks down a 3 at the buzzer, bro. UCLA heartbroken.
Wow.
What a crushing defeat.
I'm actually watching
the game. Damn. And I like this, man. They huddled up. UCLA huddled up, man. This guy number 3 is a beast, bro. What's this guy's name? Zuhanga on UCLA, he's a beast, bro. He used to play in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And Jalen Suggs with the bank 3. Oh, man. What a game. I'm sorry I missed this game, man. I had to obviously watch the Knick game, but damn. This game was a good this game was a good one, man. Damn.
Gonzaga winning.
Yeah. They're a totally complete team, man. They're a complete team. But, man, oh, man. UCLA had a great run, man. Nothing to hang their head on. They had a great run. Jalen Suggs with the miracle bank to end it. But anyway, bro, what were we talking about? Peyton?
Oh, man.
Or are you good?
I'm watching the last play right now. Literally just seen the overtime, the overtime 3.
I don't even know how UCLA came back and scored
with
5 straight that quick. Because I looked, they were down 5. They called timeout. I look back again, it's 90-90, and then Suggs hits the 3. Damn.
Yeah. that's a heartbreaker, man. I would hate to lose a game like that, to be honest.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough.
And then
man,
it's going to be interesting with them and Baylor, because Baylor, you know, they're playing really good ball right now, too. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. But I got Gonzaga winning it all, becoming the next team to win undefeated since I forgot who was the other team. But I know it's been years since somebody went undefeated. I think it was like Indiana or something like that. They won they won the whole thing undefeated,
man,
if I'm correct. But what I was saying about Peyton, man, like if he could just be a pass-first guard instead of always, you know, shooting so much, you know, like we'll be a better team, bro. I just need more, you know. That's why I was so upset the last couple games because, you know, it's the same thing with Minnesota. You know, we were up 7-8 points. Granted, we turned the ball over, we missed some shots, but we didn't need, you know, Peyton in the game because we were playing fine without him, you know, and that's why I was so upset because I'm like, man, like it shouldn't have came to this point. And then even with Dallas, man, you're like, you don't let Porzingis come to New York, man, and he played terrible. A bum.
Yeah.
He ain't ready for New York, man. He plays garbage, but it's Luka.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I was telling Ash last night, man. Appreciate the call, man. You know, when you have a superstar out there and your team is struggling, these superstars can will your team to victory. So, but it was a good bounce back, once again. Good bounce back. And again, even though they played the Pistons, there were still those themes that I pulled out, the energy, the ball movement, the player movement, the defense. Those are the themes that I still pulled out of this game. The chemistry between Randall and Bullock is you know, is definitely evident. I still think Rose still, I don't know if it's the ankle injury or what, just still seems a step slower than normal. What do you guys think in the chat? What do you guys think in the chat with D-Rose? What's going on with D-Rose? I still think the ankle might be bothering him. He just doesn't, you know, have that same burst. Finished with 7 points tonight, 3-6 from the field, 2 dimes, 2 steals, 2 boards. But it doesn't seem like he's not really moving the same. You saw Quickly and Burks once again handling a little bit more. So I'm not sure. Not too sure what's going on with Rose. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boy. CP on the solo. Ashley's on SNY. Should be coming through shortly. But we rocking and rolling. Salute to Angel. Paul Robinson sends a super chat. He says, OB is on an upward trend. AP says, found you through Max Kellerman's show. Thoughts on RJ long term. RJ's going to be all right, man. You know, tonight, again, he's a quiet 14-4, 5-7 from the field. Just got to figure out what we do with the one. Part of RJ's, you know, issues, you know, not really getting the ball as much when Randall's cooking and Peyton's dominating the ball. So we got to see there. Who's the point guard that we bring in here that can fit with both of those guys? And, you know, long-term RJ, I think RJ can peak out to be a second or third option on this team. Not the one. I think he'll peak out to be a second or third option on this team. What you want to see him do is you want to see him, again, perfect that mid-range. And he's trying. You see he's trying to go to that foul line extended mid-range jumper. And a lot of times he's clanging off the back rim. It's a little too strong. So you want to see him develop a bit more touch around that mid-range area and knock those down. Obviously, the threes you like to see be a bit more consistent, but I'm not sure if he'll ever get there. His defense is good. He'll get some more playmaking opportunities as he continues to grow. But I like where RJ is right now. You know, he went through a little bit of a slump past two nights. Actually, Minnesota game wasn't too bad. Last night, he was off. I'd like to see them go to him in the post a little bit more. Are there opportunities to get RJ the ball in the post? Because I just feel like some of these teams are going to start really cutting it like Miami did. Really start cutting off his drives at the top of the key and at the elbow. And with him not having, the foot speed or the handles to really split defenses, he's going to rely on a lot of his strength and his size. And with that being said, I'd like to see if could they exploit some mismatches with RJ in the post, depending on who they match up against. So is there an opportunity for RJ to, adjust and get his from the post? So, well, let's see what happens. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you, boy. Who else we got here? 1,000 people on the check-in. Let me salute all the fans out there. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you, boy. Welcome to all 1,000 people in here. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Number one show for the fans by the fans. CP of Knicks Fan TV checking in. CP the franchise. You just heard my guy say he came over here from the Max Kellerman Show, and I'll be back on the Max Kellerman Show this Tuesday, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. You could catch that on ESPN Plus and also 10:50 a.m. on the AM dial. If you have the ESPN app and you go to ESPN Radio, you can catch it there as well under the Max Kellerman Show. So I'll be there. Once the show goes off the air, you come back to Knicks Fan TV, I'll have the video up from the previous, from the recording. I'll have the video up usually like an hour or so after I go off the air. And so that's that. But salute to everybody at the Max Kellerman Show, everybody at ESPN. Remember, this show is presented by Manscaped. Fellas, we have now reached April. It's springtime is in the air. The flowers are coming up. The grass is coming up. So remember to trim those hedges. Very important to trim those hedges. And that is with the Lawnmower 3.0. This is Manscaped's number one tool, the number one men's grooming tool from head to toe. This is the Lawnmower 3.0. It's aerodynamic. It's got a custom ceramic blade to cut down on those nicks. Very important, especially when, you know, you're doing the damn thing. You don't want to hurt yourself. Comes with an LED light. I don't know if you guys are into doing it in the dark. You know, you can take care of that in the dark. Waterproof. It's got extended battery life, so it's good to go. Once you charge it, you're good to go for maybe even a month. You know, so it's very, very powerful device. Salute to all my guys at Manscaped. And for our viewers tonight, make sure you go to manscaped.com and enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping on your order. Manscaped.com, promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping on your order. And, yeah, this is the Manscaped website. Listen, they got a lot of stuff, man. They got, you know, like I said, the Lawnmower 3.0. You got the Weed Whacker for nose trimmers. You got ball toner, ball deodorant. They got everything for today's man. So definitely check it out. And like I said, 20% off your order. You can't lose. They also ship to the UK, Europe, and Australia. So all my guys from around the world, go ahead and get your orders in. And just in time, man. Springtime is here. The weather's starting to peak up. People starting to get back outside. So salute to Manscaped. Brian from New Jersey, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on, CP? How you doing, man? Good. I appreciate you putting this together, man. I just discovered this the other day. giving me old school AM radio vibes.
No doubt.
And I'm loving it right now.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, the genesis of this. That's kind of the influence was WFAN and all of that. So to be able to, you know, have guest appearances on FAN and Max Kellerman Show, the shows that I grew up on, it's a blessing. So definitely appreciate the support, because it's the support of the people why I get those opportunities. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, no doubt. But on to the Knicks for tonight, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I would love to say that, I mean, this is obviously a feel-good win, but I would love to say that this is indicative of a trend, but we've been beating the crap out of Detroit all year. And tonight, just like every other time we played them, they don't look like they really have any effort. I don't think they have any answers for the roster, and I really think that they're tanking on purpose. I think they're really trying to go for
Detroit has to tank fully powered and gassed. Make no mistake. They started the season. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt about it.
So as much as a get right game is, I take this like maybe like a practice plus, like maybe like a tune up for Brooklyn next week. They gotta come bring it against Brooklyn. I know that they have a superior roster. I know they got a bunch of rent a stars over there, and I know this is gonna sound haterish, but to me Brooklyn doesn't really feel like a New York team yet. I've been in awe as an old school New Jersey Nets attendee when they tickets were super cheap. When they was playing at Prudential and Izod Center. So to me, this team doesn't really feel like a real NBA team. It's just more like a vessel for guys that want to come and team up, and they don't really want to do it or build the right way, in my opinion. I think like in 3 years, this team's gonna be gone. So. But that being said, I think these Knicks are building it up the right way. I think what they're showing is obviously they're not championship material yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of fans have the Knicks colored glasses on every time after a loss. Everybody's like, fire Thibs, trade this guy, whatever. And to be honest, that's just classic Knicks fans, right? Even way back in the day when we was winning, when Patrick Ewing was running up and down, running the garden, that's kind of how we do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're building them up. This was obviously a feel-good win. I agree with you that Derrick Rose looks very much a step slow. He doesn't look like the same guy he was when he first was traded over here. The ankle is still bothering him. I think that'll get right. But I think because we're running into the tough part of our schedule now, we're really going to see what Knicks can do.
This roster
doesn't have the shooting that it needs.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the point guard play that it needs. And I'm looking at the free agent list going into 2021. A lot of the top point guards, unfortunately, a lot of them are 35 plus.
Yeah, they're gone. Or it's like Lowry. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking Lowry, Paul, Conley. Dragic, like these guys are good, but I think they're more better on a team that's ready to win, like in the next two or three years. I don't think we're there yet.
No, right? No, we're not.
Like I would want to get a point. Yeah, I would want to get a point guard that. To be honest, Lonzo Ball looks like the best option.
It's Lonzo.
I have a hard time seeing him.
Yeah, and appreciate the call, man. It's Lonzo, or you checking on Brogdon? Those are my first two choices for the off season. You see what happens with Lonzo? Are you going to have to overpay to the point where the Pelicans don't match? Can you work out a sign and trade? Knicks have four draft picks in this upcoming draft. Or do you swing a trade for Brogdon if you can't get Lonzo? It's one of those two. But Lowry and Dragic and just getting those retreads, I'm out. I want a long-term, give me a long-term 3 to 5 year plan. No more stopgaps. No more guys on a one-year deal, show me prove it deals. No more of that, man. I need a long-term option that can develop chemistry year in and year out. A young player, Lonzo would be okay. He's not the end-all, be-all, but it's still an improvement to what we have, and a guy that fits what RJ and Julius want to do. A guy that fits what Tibbs wants to do in playing defense. Spreading the floor for these guys. You know, just another cog, complimentary piece. That's what we're looking for. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. If you guys are new in the chat, leave me a hashtag new. I'll shout you guys out. Let's see some more super chats have come in. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, Bullock is playing overtime defense and offense. He spent by the fourth. His footwork is crazy. Very few players in the league exerting both energies. That's a fact. On both ends. He's chasing down the best player and then trying to knock down threes on the other end. And remember, I mean, Bullock is only making like $4 million. They got Bullock on a steal. when they were first going to sign Bullock last year, I think it was around like $10 million or so. And because of the situation with his neck or injury, something like that, Scott Perry was able to get a deal. To be honest, I forgot what happened with the Bullock situation. There was something with the injury, and they were able to renegotiate the deal, and it came down to like a two-year deal worth like $8 million. So, I mean, for that amount of money, you're getting value out of that. You got to look at it for like, okay, for what we're paying these guys, are we getting value out of it? He's making $4 million. So, yeah, you want him to be better, sure. You definitely want him to be better, but for what you paid him, that's a steal. Definitely a steal. So to everybody in the chat, once again, we got 1,000 people in here on the check, and let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button. Junior Caroma sends a super chat. He says that Minnesota loss was a fluke. Knicks this season has been beating all of the bad teams. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to beat the bad teams or the teams that are worse than you, right? Knicks are average team. These teams, Pistons are like I said, they had the tank started from last summer. Minnesota same way. They should have won that Minnesota game. They choked. Jean-Marc sends a super chat. He says, Miss Ashley, JL, CK2K. Now OB is on the uptrend. Ashley would have to come to her witty analogies. Yeah, OB's on uptick, man. It's good to see OB playing well for sure. All right, let's get Ashley in here. We're going to get back to the phones as well. Let me hear from Daniel from Flint, Michigan. Daniel, what's going on?
Okay, my name is Stan. I'm sorry, Stan from Flint, Michigan.
Stan, for correction. Stan, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I just want to let you know I'm an all-time Knicks fan. Everybody put your thumbs up in the
put
chat.
Put that thumbs
boy.
Up, man. Hey, how you a Knicks fan and not a Detroit fan, man? Let me ask you that first, bro. How are you a Detroit
hell
fan?
Hell no. I was born in Flint, Michigan, but I grew up in New York City.
Yeah.
Knicks fan forever.
Good, man. I'm glad, right. glad to
all
hear
I
it, bro.
Things, listen, I like the way Obi's playing right now. I wish that Tibbs would actually call plays for him in the post instead of Obi just sitting out there and just running around and just throwing up shots. You know what I'm saying? I love the way that Julius is playing. And only thing I got to say is that Tibbs got to come down on those minutes. He has to come down on those minutes. But, you know, I'm listening to you, and I just want to hear what you got to say.
Yeah, man, appreciate the call, Stan, and I hope everything is good with, like, the water situation down there for you, too, man. Is everything good on your end?
Man, you know, for right now, everything is good. You know, we were fortunate enough that we got everything good on our end. I can't say the rest for the rest of the city.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody just, you know, keep in mind that this situation is not over, and if you can donate to the city of Flint, please do.
No doubt, man. Appreciate the call, man. Hold your head up, and I hope everything is good, man. I never really, you know, knew anybody out there that was directly impacted by it, so thank you for sharing, and, you know, we send our best to you. Knicks fan in Flint, Michigan, salute to Stan on the check-in. And, listen, you know, Julius had his game going. The whole bench got to play tonight, you know, so Tibbs did empty the bench, get these guys some rest, going into Monday's affair against the Nets, and they earned it. But right now, we got Miss SNY in the building joining us.
Wait, hi, guys. I missed you.
Ash, what's going on? How you feeling? How was the show?
I'm good. It's not my birthday, by the way. I don't know if you're
going to I just peeked that in the chat. Somebody said happy birthday.
It's not my birthday, but I'll take it. If y'all want to send me gifts, I'll go ahead and have a second birthday.
How did SNY go tonight? What did y'all talk about?
It went fantastic. Of course, we talked about the New York Knicks and a much-needed win.
Yeah, give me
some
thoughts.
So I'm excited I got to talk about that. We talked a little Yankees, but you know I always love talking about my Knicks, that's for sure.
Yeah, Yankees had a good one. What you think about the Knicks game tonight?
Listen, it's one of those games where I'm not overly impressed because you're supposed to beat up on teams like these, mm-hmm. but I'm also excited because it's much needed, and I think it's needed for a bunch of different reasons. Obviously, Julius Randle needed a really good game to kind of get his head back in the game and things like that. I think he was kind of in his own head. Also, I think the team as a whole needed it. They just needed a win to lift their spirits up, to get that continuity flow, to get the defense flowing again, to get the offense clicking again. This was just a game that was really, really good for the ego, and it was much needed because had we lost this one, you know, the floodgates would have just opened
Man,
up.
Listen, I would have led the charge, Ash, I'm telling you. But as you said, you know, Detroit is barely an NBA team, but I just took away certain themes, and it's good to see them get back on track. The energy was there on both ends. Julius led the charge, started the game off and ended it well. 29 points for him, very efficient night. Him and Bullock had the chemistry going. So it was just good to see them get back on track. Good for the ego, good for the overall team psyche. And overall, just moving the ball again, because the offense had been stuck in the mud for a number of games. As we said, coming into tonight's game, they were averaging like 94 points in like their last five games. So they had to step that up, and if there was a team to do that against, it was the Pistons. 44-point win by the Knicks, one of their, I think, their largest in franchise history. So that was good to see, man. Definitely.
I think it's their, it's their largest. That was one of our largest wins since 1996. So it's one for the record books, that's for sure. But again, it just goes ahead and just speaks to sometimes you just need these wins. These wins just kind of set you back on the right track, and that's what tonight was. You know, I'm not going to make too much out of it. Again, you're supposed to beat up on teams like these. The Pistons are last in the East. They're the second worst team in the NBA behind the Timberwolves. Yeah. So this is something that you're supposed to go ahead and, you know, you're supposed to put this win in your column, but you still need it when you're coming off a three-game losing streak.
True.
You know what I mean?
True story. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. I think I missed the first call, so let's make sure we do that, and we'll shout you guys out. Let's go to Hawaii, Ash. We got D on the check-in. D, what's going on? Where in Hawaii are you, bro?
What's up? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, man, I'm down in Honolulu.
Okay, no doubt. How you feeling, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, how's y'all weekend going?
All right, until I heard DMX, man. We gotta salute DMX, and hopefully he pulls through, man. That one took me for a loop.
I hear you. Yeah, man, shout out to you, CP. Shout out to Ash. Welcome. I had two questions, actually. First question was, honestly, so I was watching the game, good game, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. The Knicks definitely put the nail in the half in the wood. This one, definitely well deserved. So the assistant coach is on the bench, right? Every time like the opposing team shoots or if we make a mistake, they're always writing something down on their little spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. I still couldn't figure it out what that was, right? That was one of the questions, and you could probably answer it after, because I just have one more. I'm gonna get out. But the second one was, we needed a point guard, right? We're trying to make this playoff push. Obviously, I've been watching the news and stuff. Isaiah Thomas signed with the Pelicans for 10 days, and then we signed this one guy for 10 days. Let's just say Isaiah Thomas doesn't work out with him. Bring him on down, you know what I'm saying?
I'm good, man. Like, appreciate the call, D. I'm good. And Isaiah Thomas went to the Pelicans. I'm good. We just got D. Rose. I don't think we need another, you know, not another, but I don't think we need an Isaiah Thomas who's coming in on a tryout. If we're going to get an upgrade at the point, give me a true upgrade. Not a guy that needs to figure it out. You know what I'm saying, Ash?
Yeah. Listen, I don't know how many of you guys watched the UCLA Gonzaga
game,
but what a game, first of all. Yeah. But I am officially starting the campaign of Tiger Campbell to New York. I'm starting it. I started it on Twitter, and I'm taking it here to Knicks Fan TV. I want him in orange and blue, and I want him bad. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta start talking draft soon. Yeah, we gotta start talking draft soon.
I need him in orange and blue ASAP.
Yeah. How about Suggs? Suggs with the buzzer beater at the end of the game. I mean, he won't be there by the time we pick. We probably have to try to trade up for him. But that was a crazy game, though. Definitely a crazy game.
That game was insanity.
Yeah.
Literally insanity. It was the better one of the two. The first one wasn't. But, Tiger Campbell to New York. That is my and people for saying he's too little. Listen, I don't believe in the whole – to a degree, yes, I do believe in size, but look at Allen Iverson's stats. Allen Iverson was not supposed to be in the NBA. He was too small, he was too short, and he went down as one of the greatest ball players of all time. So don't count out somebody because they're not 6'7", because they're not 6'10". Yes, Tiger Campbell is small, but the boy has heart, and he plays a lot bigger than his size. That's all I'm saying.
Well, listen, like I said, if you play as bigger than your size, you can do it. AI played football, too, so AI was tough. You know what I mean? AI was definitely tough. Isaiah Thomas had his peak, had his day in the sun. I'm not necessarily a fan of the smaller guards, but if he can ball, he can ball. You know?
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
If he can ball, that's for sure.
Yeah, if he can ball, he can ball. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. I want to shout out BK Nick in the chat. He's team hashtag new. Welcome, BK Nick. I want to shout out, man, I hope I don't butcher your name, Liu Boslav Vardarov, checking in from Bulgaria. I think I got that right, Ash. I think I did good on that. Salute to you. Who else we got new in the chat? A lot of prayers up for X. Yeah, that one.
One of my favorite rappers of all time.
That one hit me hard to see that news this morning, man. Not expecting to see nothing like that. And he was on life support. Now they're saying that he's off and breathing on his own, but that might not be an indication of, you know, good prognosis or what. So I'm not sure. He's just hanging on by a thread. So it's tough. It's definitely tough. You know, I lost, you know, people. You know, that I came up with to substance abuse and all those type of demons and people whose lives have been negatively impacted. So when you see that news come across, especially X, because X was like, that was my culture, like coming in as a middle school or high schooler, you know, changing and you know, starting to come into your own. And X was the soundtrack to so many memories, you know, football game, basketball games, all type of situations. So, you know, you best for him, man, but those things is a serious thing. Substance abuse, serious thing.
Definitely. And don't ever be afraid to ask for help if you are struggling from substance abuse. Yeah. There is, you know, a way out that's not death. You know, you can go ahead and, you know, fight the monkey, if you will, on your back. So fight your demons. So
absolutely. Anybody you want to shout out in the chat?
Yeah, first of all, everybody's coming at me because they're thinking I said Tiger Campbell is like AI. I never said that. All I said, guys, was all I did was make a comparison of a guy being able to play bigger than his size. Allen Iverson was one of those guys. If you look at his stats on paper without knowing it was Allen Iverson, you would think he was too small. You can play bigger than your size. Never said Tiger Campbell's a new Allen Iverson. Do not run with that narrative, okay? You know how I feel about Iverson. But, shout out to Chuck D in the chat, always rocking with us. Shout out to Jeffrey Vasquez, move up in the draft for Suggs. Listen, I mean, I don't think that would – I mean, you would have to move up. I don't think anybody would trade that pick knowing that he's going to be in there.
Right.
But shout out to all the SimFan TV members. I see you guys were waiting on me at the door
to get
in here. You missed
Angel.
It.
Me and Angel were watching the end of the Gonzaga-UCLA game. So maybe you'll call back in.
Oh, I missed Angel?
Yeah, you definitely missed Angel. But salute to everybody in the chat once again. Let's go to Ron from Jersey. Ron, how you feeling? Okay.
Yeah, I'm right back with you again, ZP. Everybody, shoot that thumb up for everybody in the chat room.
Let's get it.
Listen, I want to say tonight it was a great win.
Yeah.
Tibbs or somebody or Ashley did the job and got the message through. Because Tibbs played tonight like we discussed he should do yesterday.
Yeah.
He really put it out there tonight like we said he should be doing.
Yeah.
Everybody got a little playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we got to do. We got to, these games are very important. And we got to be ready for every game.
Yeah.
It's no more taking off. You can't take off no more.
No
and that's all I want to say.
Appreciate it, Ron.
You know, and just one more thing. Don't worry about Brooklyn. We're not worrying about Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Jersey. The Nets was my team, still is my team. But I love all my New York team.
No doubt.
I'm a New Yorker. I love all my New York team. All
right.
So, like I said, tomorrow or Monday, when they go up against each other, we're going to have the house rocking for the Knicks.
Yeah,
and we got to come through. We got to make them respect us, put some respect on our name.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Appreciate it, Ron. Appreciate it, man. Ron calling with that energy. He came out like the Knicks tonight in Detroit. 44-point win. Let's go.
First of all, we need that voice in the new Space Jam to voice one of the characters.
I didn't hear it.
Classic.
I didn't hear it. Who's the what voice are you talking about?
The one on the phone.
Oh! No, I got you. Yeah, he comes in on like the Joe Pesci vibe.
Need it. But yeah, I mean, listen, tough love works apparently with you. 100%. But again,
100%.
Not gonna put.
I'm gonna throw the camera on you. I gotta charge my my computer. I'm gonna throw the camera on you for a second. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's just you and me, guys, so hey. Shout out to Jawsy. But, yeah, listen, tough love works. Yeah, I said that right. And I'm not going to put too much into this. It is the Pistons, and you're supposed to beat up on teams like this, but I think Julius Randle got his groove back, just like Stella had to go to Jamaica. Apparently, Julius Randle had to go to Detroit to find his groove. And I think this is the trajectory we need because Brooklyn is not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough game. Kevin Durant is supposed to be coming back, although I'm not afraid of Brooklyn, but it's definitely not going to be an easy one. And you guys leave my guy Ron from Jersey alone. Stop calling him Jersey Joe Pesci. That's not nice.
I don't think they troll him, but that's how he came off those last night and tonight. Yeah, he came in with the heavy Italian, and he finishes with the South. It's like a little combo.
I'm half Italian, so I can appreciate the energy. Shout out to The Sopranos. Yeah. Shout out to all of that. Shout out to Jawsy. Shout out to Staten Island. It's all good.
100%.
I love it.
100%. Back at 500. And Nets on Monday. So, well, let's get to it, man. We ain't scared. Let's go to Sean in Indianapolis. Sean, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. How's it going?
Awesome, yeah. I just wanted to ask a question. First off, I love the show. You guys are definitely, like, my favorite sports basketball media to watch, so love
appreciate
what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about Woj had a report, I guess, about a couple months ago, and it was about how, like, there's some talk around the league that some major superstar they don't know who necessarily is projected to, like, you know, want to trade to the Knicks. They're going to try and force a trade to the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking today, like, you know, why did Giannis sign that fat contract on the Bucks. You know, and you know, just thinking about the league, like, players can make trades so easily now.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, is it a possibility, and I just want to hear what you guys think about it. Do you think, like, Giannis could be somebody, like, you know, judging on his disposition and the way the Knicks culture is right now, I feel like he would be somebody who would just thrive, you know, with the way Tibbs is coaching the Knicks and everything.
Yeah.
You think that, like, you think, you know, he would be somebody who could potentially, you know, want to trade to the Knicks. And, you know, if that was a reality or if this is just, you know, like maybe some Knicks fan conspiracy or something, you know, who do you think, like, we would even give up for him? Like, how would that even go about?
But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, just wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call, Sean. And you in Indianapolis, and I'm glad you're not a Pacer fan. So I forgot to ask you how you became a Knicks fan. I mean, I can't even think about, you know, those things are pipe dreams, bro. I can't think about that. Why'd he sign a contract? Who wouldn't take that bag? As you can see from James Harden prime example, you can still get the bag and then still get your wish in a couple of years. In a couple of years, Giannis will be like, I can't win with this team. I can't win with this team. You know, trade me. And maybe he leaves. Maybe he stays. Maybe he shows he's different and he's loyal. Or maybe he says, you know what? I gave it my all. I've been here 8-10 years, whatever it is that you know, by the third or fourth year of that contract, and then maybe he'll bounce. And you can still bounce. By the time you get traded off that contract, it'll still be within market value, and you get a trade.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, obviously, being down here in Miami, and I broke this story months and months ago in the offseason, and I was crucified by Milwaukee Bucks Twitter, which I didn't think was a thing, didn't know it was a thing until I found out that it was. The rumors are, and I'll just leave it at that, the allegations are, is that the Bucks basically came in at the ninth inning and kind of secured the deal with Giannis because he was pretty much 1 foot out the door and he was heading in a different direction that was not Milwaukee. They obviously were able to tell him all the right things to get him to stay with the Bucks, and that is where we are now. I do think that there will come a certain point in time where he looks at the situation and not necessarily regrets the money, because that's not a lot of money to regret.
Yeah.
But I think that he's going to regret necessarily making the decision so hastily. Because it wasn't necessarily a necessity to make it, right? You didn't have to sign the contract. You didn't have to sign the extension. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that the Mavs, they're in a tough spot. You know, they have to please Giannis by all means necessary because they have
the
to get him a championship. That was what they promised.
Yeah.
I don't see him coming to New York, and I honestly wouldn't even try to. I wouldn't even try to lasso that bull, if you will. I think there's other courses of action to take to fill the voids that we need. Giannis coming to New York sounds good.
I think
it's a good conversation to have, a hypothetical,
no.
But in terms of reality,
no. I think the most realistic pipe dream is Beal, because out of everybody, Beal, Booker, the Spider, even the Freak, if you even want to put him in that category, Beal is the one that's going to be losing year in and year out, right? Booker and CP3 and them, he's there on that project. They're playing well in Phoenix. The Spider's got the Jazz humming in the West. They're not requesting trades. They're not getting traded. That's not realistic. Beal could be. I don't know. That's not intel coming from me. That's just speculation coming from me. That if there is a blockbuster to be made, I think it's Beal.
Yeah, the thing with Beal is Beal has to save himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Beal is his own worst enemy at this point because, you know, the conversations are, and they have been like this since the offseason, is that Beal has the power to change his own destiny. If he goes ahead and he requests a trade, the Wizards have said that they will not trade him unless he asks. And right now, he hasn't asked.
Right.
He hasn't even brought it up in conversation.
Right.
So to know that the power really is in your hands, and he just doesn't seem to do anything with it, that's on him. You can't save somebody who doesn't want to save themselves. I don't know what else he's waiting for to see from Washington. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's waiting for this, you know, magic just fix to the situation. But the Wizards have a lot of issues, and I don't see why Beal would want to continue to waste prime years of his career in a situation that he's tried to make work. It's not like he's pulling, you know, I don't even want to use James Harden as an example, but I'll use that for a better lack of an example.
Yeah.
It's not like he's pulling a Harden and, you know, they've done some, they've made some noise and, you know, he's gotten what he wanted. He just hasn't produced. They're basically giving him nothing. Like, he's
yeah.
out there fending for himself, rather.
Yeah,
I don't
what
know
you
what
don't,
else
you don't
he's
like Westbrook-ish? You don't like Brody?
I do. I'm a huge Westbrook fan. But it's almost Westbrook is not the savior to his problem. He's not going to satisfy every single need that the Wizards need to fill in order to be successful. And, you know, getting Westbrook, the way it happened with John Wall and John Wall making it known and Bradley Beal making it known that he wants, it's just, if Bradley wants to come to New York, I will welcome him in with open arms, but you got to ask, Bradley. You got to ask.
100%. Let's go back to the phones. My guy, Cass Leo Jr. in the building. Cass, how you feeling, bro? Checking in from Shaolin. What's going on?
I'm good, CP, thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Ashley, how are you? And
I'm
congratulations
good, you?
On your SNY. I'm good. Thank you. Wow. So, I have a lot of thoughts right now. Just listen to the early callers. Mm-hmm. But one thing I just want to highlight is the fact that Tibbs took the initiative to allow the entire team to hit the floor. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, mm-hmm. moving forward, it's promising right now we're going to make the playoffs. I'm feeling confident about that. And if not, then a play-in position. Mm-hmm. But isn't an idea for Tibbs to see what he could work with everyone? I'm talking about Kevin Knox shooting the three. I'm talking about, you know, IQ, of course, you know, leading the second unit with his energy. D. Rose, he does look a little slow, but I think he's going to recover in the right timing with the treatment and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing all the possible options and weapons that we can use in the long run, because one of the main things that I was nervous about for the second half of the season was the amount of minutes that RJ, Julius, and, you know, the starting five was getting first half long.
Yeah.
And now, given that we might make the playoffs, I think it's time for Tibbs to become flexible and exercise the rest of the team.
Well, here's what he said, and appreciate the call, man. People in the chat said Cass had his librarian voice on. My man was he was low with it.
it's almost midnight. That was his sexy voice.
My man, I think that was for you, Ash. I think that was for you.
Like, you ever listen to the radio late at night?
Yeah, that was the Quiet Storm. He had his Quiet Storm voice on. Chuck know what it is. But, you know, it was interesting because I was listening to the post-game press conference and it came up. It was a topic of conversation for Tibbs in terms of just playing the bench and getting them out there with the lead so large. And this was Tibbs' answer. He was basically saying, like, no lead is safe. And especially in this league when teams are jacking up 35, 40 threes a game, you know, this is why he keeps his starters in for a while, just to make sure that they go away with the win. Again, that's his answer, not mine, but that's his answer. He also has said that he likes to keep the rotations the way that they are because he wants to keep guys, you know, keep the chemistry going and keep guys together. So this is why he goes to a short 8-9-man rotation to make sure things are together. I would like to see Kev get more minutes, of course. If there's an opportunity to get Frank in there, of course you'd like to see it. But I think these are the 8-9 guys that you're gonna see going into from now until, you know, they get into whether it's the playoffs or playing game, what have you. I think that's just, you know, I think this is the core that you're gonna see. This is just Tibbs' philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know necessarily if the chemistry can only be obtained by using the same rotation or this.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're on a team with guys and at some point you will all play together, I don't think you need to like beat a dead horse and have them play consistently to establish that chemistry. I think it comes naturally when you have a group of guys who stay together. That's the key. Chemistry from a team doesn't always come from who hits the floor together. It also comes just staying together. That's why when you start changing that equation, you see it throws off the whole equilibrium of a team. So, I mean, I understand what he's saying in a degree, but I also think that switching it up is good because switching it up, you know, it helps throw the other team off their balance. It throws them off the game plan that they came into that game with because they thought you were going to do one thing. Now you're doing something else. And that was one of my critiques of Tibbs last show is that he's too predictable sometimes. And that predictability is what makes it easy to defeat him. And good coaches are able to switch it up when need be. And Tibbs needs to go ahead and do that more. It's just beneficial for what this team is trying to do.
I think, and I just got word, our guy's in the building on the line. So we're going to get to him. But real quick, I think it's a benefit to going to Kev and to a lesser extent, Frank, just to see what you have out of these guys, especially a Frank who you're going to have to make a decision on his contract in the offseason, Kev in two more years, just to see what they have. I still think that Kev's three-point potential, I would rather go there if you're going into the playoffs. I get Obi's playing well, but if I had to choose between the two, I would go with Kev.
Go
with Kev. I think Obi will still be the better player long-term. But for what I'm saying is, who can I trust right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would still lean Kev. And we need more reliable shooting from the outside, especially when these teams go into the zone and they start to things starting to tighten up once we reach playoff time, we play the better teams. I know that neither one is a perfect solution right now coming off the bench. They're still trying to figure it out. But I would still lean Kev in terms of getting that spot if there was, you know, if it came down to the two.
Obi is finding his groove, but it's not consistent enough,
right?
You know, and when it comes to the playoffs, consistency is key. So just feel like although Obi is showing signs of life and we're thrilled because we were concerned, as we should have been, it's not enough to kind of put him over somebody who gives you consistency. And that just is what it is. No Obi hate. He'll get there. Just not today.
Agreed. Now let's get to our guy. He was the closer, but my guy Dave said he doesn't have time right now, so we got to go to him. Emergency, patch him in right now. Jay Boogie from North Carolina. Jay Boogie, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's good with the team? Shout out to everybody, man. Hope everybody's staying healthy and safe. Y'all know my lingo. It never changes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Protect your home, man. That thing is still out there, man. I just wanted to come in and touch base to share with everybody. I don't want to talk about the game because it's a bum night, so I ain't got no business saying nothing about this. But I want to appreciate everybody that showed me some love, you know what I'm saying, during my tough time with my situation. Let you know that my mom's is getting a whole lot better, and I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes the best love you can get in life is from people that you don't even know, you know what I'm saying.
100%.
Some of the ones that you do know can give you some of the most fakest love.
That's,
you know what I'm saying.
That's 100%.
So I wanted to appreciate Chad for everything that y'all was doing for me, you know what I'm saying, rocking with my man, you know, CP, the young Fred Williams. And you see, I got my little sister, you know what I'm saying, she's looking like everybody's favorite young lady back in the day. That's Thelma, you know what I'm saying. Everybody was a fan of Thelma back in the day. She's looking like that, you know what I'm saying. But I just sent a little $30 cash app, and I'm asking
from my heart
if CP takes the time out and give a gift away for somebody, for me to somebody in the chat, to let you know I appreciate the love that the chat be giving me, you know what I'm saying, being
no
the clothes and all that, you know what I'm saying, and showing their love for me as far as being my moms and all that, you know what I'm saying, because when I come on here, I go hard, man, like I'm playing the game tonight, you know what I'm saying, I go hard for y'all, because that's my energy level that I have, man. So I wanted to, you know, ask CP to allow me to go ahead, you know, with this $30 chat, you know what I'm saying,
cash app
that I just sent, and give something to the fans and everything, and let them know Jay Boogie appreciates y'all just as much as, you know what I'm saying, y'all appreciate, man. Y'all have a great night, great weekend, you know what I'm saying, happy Easter, man.
Happy
you know
Easter, bro.
And
happy
do what you
Easter.
Gotta do, man. Love, two fingers stuck
so
together,
good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. All love, man. Jay Boogie from North Carolina. Throw a 5 in the chat for Jay Boogie, man. Throw a 5 in the chat. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, we got to lift each other up, man. Like, so many people, you know, will tell me about, you know, how much this show gets them through tough times, win or lose. You know what I mean? This show is considered therapy for a lot of people to get them through. Like I said, life is about ebbs and flows. We go through our good times. We go through our bad. One thing J Boogie consistently does every time he calls, he makes sure everybody's out there staying safe. You know, there may be somebody that he's, you know, wants to put their name out there, make sure we lift them up. He's always lifting people up. So, like I said, through his times, we got to do the same. And he wants to do a giveaway tonight, Ash, so we're going to do a giveaway. So Dave is getting the form ready. The form will go out as soon as it's ready. We'll do the giveaway on behalf of J Boogie, sponsored by J Boogie tonight. You heard the man. So, yeah, we got to do it. We got to do it, man. Definitely appreciate the call, bro.
A real one.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%. Definitely appreciate it. What's Dave saying now? Dave is saying, oh, he's got it up early. Dave, on the money. Let's go. All right, Dave. So, yeah, throw it in the chat. Make sure that people are signing up fast. We got 1,100 people in the room right now. Salute to everybody on YouTube. Salute to everybody rocking with us on Facebook. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. Number one show for the fans by the fans. CP from Knicks Fan TV. CP the franchise. You got Ashley Moss, Knicks Fan TV in the building. And SNY, put some respect on our name. CK2K is CK2K's on weekend vibes right now, but he'll be back on Monday.
Happy birthday to his brother,
yeah,
by the way.
Happy birthday to his little bro. Happy birthday to his little bro. So CK's out on the West Coast vibing with the family. Family night for CK. All right, a couple more calls, and then we'll do the giveaway. Dan from Jersey, how you doing, bro?
Yo, CP, Ash, how you guys doing today?
Good, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, you know, I'm doing well, you know. Yesterday, the game before, it was really disappointing. So I'm glad that we came back strong today. Yeah. They looked about as good as they could look. I want to talk a little bit about Norvell. Norvell looked really good for the short amount of time he was out there. I would definitely try to get a look at him for more than 10 days because I know he's bounced around the league a lot. But listen, Chargers beat up. He's playing with a black eye. Noel's getting beat up every other game, you know, like. We got to get some depth back in this rotation because Mitch could be out for the season. And maybe he might make it for a play-in or maybe the playoffs. But, you know, the thing is we need that depth. We need to get that look at him. And he showed out today in the short amount of time. You know, he did a lot in two minutes, man.
That man put it all out there in 2 minutes. Like, you know, 2 minutes. Dislocated his finger.
I was looking at the TV.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was quick.
No, man, because I was looking at the TV. His finger was dislocated. I'm like, oh, that's sick. He comes back, hits a free throw, 2 blocks. That was amazing, man. But thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it.
You guys. Love the show. Be safe.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. A lot of people calling for Pell to get minutes, man. You guys got to understand, this guy's a journeyman player. He's a journeyman. He played on 3 teams this year alone. It's not to say that he's not going to make it, but I'm just, you know, we got to temper the expectations a little bit. Understand that it's Noel's job. Taj is next. Taj knows the system. He's here. He has the chemistry already. Pell just got here. He has to learn the system, learn what Tibbs wants to do, learn where everybody's positioned and everything. He's got an uphill climb. He's going to be a depth piece. But we know he's a shot blocker. That's his calling card. And as Dan said, you know, Pell came in. Dislocates his finger on an alley-oop in garbage time. They tape it up, Ash. He shoots his free throws, comes back on the other end, gets 2 block shots back-to-back, and then it gets a cab for 3. So, you know, fans always love the blue-collar guys, man. We always rally behind the blue-collar guys. I'm just waiting on the Pell Hive hashtag to start. It's already started. It's already started. It's low-key already started. So the Pell Hive is going up. Hey, yo, pal, in the chat says Pell stocks is up like Bitcoin right now. So
is Bitcoin up again? I thought it was down.
I don't know. I gotta check, man. I'm not sure.
Dogecoin's useless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dogecoin is on the low. But Bitcoin, Ethereum, you know, Ethereum is backing Top Shot. All right, I'm pretty sure Ethereum's backing Top Shot, NBA Top Shot, so
listen, Top Shot pisses me off. Just taking it off subject real quick.
With the hype.
Every single time they send me an email talking about, okay, make sure you're in the queue because everyone in the queue is guaranteed to get a pack. I'm in the queue for like an hour and a half. And then all of a sudden, sorry, we ran out of packs. Better luck next time. Yeah. You told me I was guaranteed a pack,
it's like the sneaker release, Ash. I'm just, you know, the whole sneaker, the way the whole sneaker game has evolved, I've been retired from that too. And the Top Shot just gives me that type of vibe. It gives me sneakers app vibes. That's why I don't want to get involved.
It's sneakers app of NFT. It's out of control.
Yeah.
You told me I was guaranteed a Pac-Man. That's what you said.
I'm just not with the hype, man. The whole thing just give me sneaker industry hype, and I'm just not with it right now. We'll see what happens, though. Ron Hansley in the chat, too. My guy Ron Hansley says Ethereum is up 20K. Somebody says Bitcoin is at 57K. Rally Rel from the Bronx, put some respect on his name, says Dogecoin is up right now as well. All right, so it seems like all of the cryptocurrencies are doing well. I'm not well versed in the industry. I haven't really touched it. You know, I'm one where if I don't know too much about it, I don't get into it just yet. But we'll see, man. Shortly, I will get into it and maybe get a Top Shot pack or so.
When time Someone comes. Said if Dogecoin hits a dollar, I'll buy everyone a Maserati.
Yeah, that Top Shot is just, I don't know, man. Something turns me off about that. Shout out to Noah Villager. He says, much love from New Zealand. He says, y'all kill it every time. Go New York, go New York, go. Good afternoon to all our friends in New Zealand. Check out my guy NZ Richie's in the chat as well. So New Zealand, Australia is heavy in here every night. Definitely appreciate that. Everybody, throw your cities in the chat. Let us know where you guys are checking in from, and we'll definitely shout you guys out. Appreciate that.
Someone's trying to sell me an RJ Barrett NFT for $1,200. You're out of your mind.
Oh, from Top Shot?
Out of your mind.
Shout out Brock Madenick. What's going on, Brock? Angel says a super chat. He says, Ash, I'm so proud of you. Keep it going, my queen. How do y'all feel about Lance Stevenson? Or you think they're waiting for someone to get a buyout? Hey, I would bring Born Ready home. We're talking about the end of the bench. Give me some entertainment. Bring the guitar to Madison Square Garden. You know what I'm saying? Bring the theatrics. I'm with it. I think Lance would be good for the chemistry, man. Some people think it'd be a disaster. It's time to bring Born Ready home to MSG, man. Full circle.
I want
to
see him. I just want to see him piss off LeBron.
Yeah, if he's pissing off LeBron, that means we had an outstanding season in the finals. You know what I'm saying? To get to the finals. So that would be
you
great.
See that? You see what I did there?
Put it in motion. Put it in motion. No, but we do have to see LeBron at the end of the year on that West Coast trip, which could be a big, big factor in this push. Let me go to the standings real quick while we wait on the form. Let me go to the standings and see what's going on.
Ari, you are in this chat causing chaos.
I need you to relax.
What's
Ari talking about? Salute to Ari, man.
He is out of control. I thought we banned him from the chat.
So right now we're in seventh at 25-25. All right. We are in seventh. Let me kill that and get a zoom in. We're in seventh at 25-25. Half game back of the Hawks for sixth. Full game behind Miami. Just lost to them. And a full game behind Charlotte in fourth. So we're full game out of fourth and fifth. We are a half game above the Seas, who we're going to play on Wednesday. And two games above the Pacers. Bulls are 14 games back in 10th. So, that's how it's looking. And as I said, with this schedule, we finish this season. Here's the West Coast trip to finish the season. We're in H-Town May 2nd. You know, Rockets aren't much, but it's still a road game. You got to respect them. Mm-hmm. At Memphis on the 3rd, in Denver on the 5th, in Phoenix on the 7th, at the Clippers on the 9th, at the Lakers.
That's no other way.
At the Clippers?
Yeah, the Clippers, you know, they have a bad habit of blowing games late in the fourth quarter. So as long as you stay neck and neck with them. If you let them blow you out early, it's over.
They hurt us in the game against the Garden. But, I mean, on the road, though, that's tough, man. And then the Lakers on the 11th. So you have Rockets, Grizzlies, Nuggets, Suns, Clippers, Lakers every other day.
Yeah, and just our luck, we're not going to get the LeBron-less Lakers. We're going to get the LeBron-less they're coming back how many games they lost.
Yeah, they're not resting nobody. They're going to have Drummond, LeBron, AD back at that time, and they're going to be trying to make that, you know, get it to that groove for the push. So that's hard. And then you go home against the Spurs.
I'm more concerned that Lakers game than I am that Clippers game. I don't think the Clippers, they're very hit or miss. It depends. You never know what version you're going to get. The Lakers are going to be pissed. They're going to be mad.
Go home against the Spurs on the 13th, and then two pivotal games to end the season. Home against the Hornets, home against the Celtics. Two teams you're jockeying for position with right now.
Well, the Hornets, you know, LaMelo's out.
Yeah.
And they just lost Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward went down with a sprain, didn't he?
Yeah, so 4 weeks for him, but, you know, his injuries seem to always last longer than the expected time frame, so that may not be as much. That may not be a harder – that may not be such a hard game as it looked on paper, depending on, you know, who's back and who's not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good point. Hornets did just lose Gordon Hayward, so let's see what happens. But this rest of the season is going to be a dogfight, no doubt about it. Just got to hope they stay healthy and ride the wave. Anthony from Queens, the close of the night. Anthony, how you doing, bro?
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
No doubt.
Hello to you and Ashley. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, bro.
Hopefully when this pandemic thing is over, I see you guys in the ESPN and SNY studio live.
No doubt.
Because I think that's where you're heading for future success.
Thank you, bro.
I'm not going to take up much of your time. I just had to get you and Ashley's thoughts on, I know it's pipe dream thinking of getting all these superstars, and I think the Knicks should think realistically. I mean, I know that people criticize the Julius Randle signing when it happened, but he turned out good. But I was just thinking about, what do you guys think about the Knicks pursuing Kelly Oubre from the Warriors? Because I think his contract is coming up.
Yeah,
I mean, he looks hungry to me. I like his energy, and I think that he's, I think it's I think it's somebody they should look at.
I mean, I appreciate the call, and honestly, man, I'd rather just hold out for. It's not Oubre, man. He ain't it. To long-term commit to, you know, on a next contract, nah. I wouldn't go that way. We need a star, man.
Kelly Oubre, and the O stands for I'm out. Like, nope.
I wouldn't go that way with Oubre. I need somebody who's more of a capable playmaker that can score it as well. You know, and Oubre could definitely light it up when he wants to put some games together. But I look at him as another role player. I want somebody a bit more dynamic at the three. You know, I'm willing to hold out on that position until we get somebody either in the draft or get somebody real. You know, maybe Kawhi doesn't like all the Microsoft perks in L.A. and ditches Bomber and wants to come to the Knicks. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably long shot, but I need something serious at the three, man. Something serious. And listen, Oubre, he's not a slouch, but I want to go with a better option. I want to go with a better option at the three. Well, appreciate the call and appreciate the well wishes, definitely.
And I feel like he's okay. I feel like you can find a better version of him somewhere deep in the draft somewhere, digging through. I'm good.
He's all right.
I love his style, though. He's a fashionable guy.
Yeah.
Great outfit.
Yeah. he would fit in. He would fit in well. Let's go to our city chats and then we'll end with the foolery, because everybody wants to talk about that. So we'll talk about that. There was a lot of foolery going on this weekend. We'll touch on that.
I'm all up for foolery.
Yeah, we'll touch on that. Shout out to Frank Vasquez, shouting us out from Columbia. Raising NYCs down in Columbia. Definitely salute to Frank. And I'm trying to scroll up to the city chats. We got Swift Controller checking in from Puerto Rico, no doubt. Is somebody in here from Jakarta, Indonesia? I think I seen Chuck shout somebody out.
Mm.
Yeah. Real Rel says Bronx eating well, CP. Get it right. Yeah, now we know that. Salute to the Bronx, everybody out in the Bronx. We got Brandon Council checking in from Chino, California, Chino Hills. Moises Roman checking in from San Juan. What's going on? Puerto Rico's always in there heavy, too. We got Chris Shittu checking in from Dublin, Ireland. All right, Emerald Isle. Yeah, it was D-Boy checking in from Jakarta, Indonesia, no doubt. Who else we got? You see any other city chats you want to shout out, Ash? You got
to
scroll up a little bit.
Shout out to A.O. Powell, Coney Island in the building, yeah. Brooklyn.
Yeah, Powell's out. He's a West Coast affiliate. But, yeah, New York originator for sure.
Let's see, who else do we have in here? Shout out to everyone in Florida. I see Frank Matos from West Palm Beach in the building.
Yeah, he always flexes the West Palm. Yep.
Washington Heights in the building. Charlotte. We got some people from Charlotte.
Okay.
Shout out to North Carolina. Yeah, a little bit of everybody. Yeah. As always. Oh, Germany. Somebody from the air base.
All right.
The Rammstein Air Base in Germany.
No doubt. Appreciate your service, man. Appreciate your service.
What
was the name?
For sure.
From Germany?
He is named Jeff Maldo, 76.
Jeff, appreciate you, Jeff. Definitely appreciate your service. Hold it down. Much appreciated, man. We got Grenada on the check-in. Colin, how you feeling? Walter, how you feeling? Checking in for Virginia, everybody in the 757, hold it down. All right, so let's get to the giveaway. And the J Boogie giveaway is coming up. Let's get to it. Hey, if you guys didn't sign up, I'm about to pull the trigger right now. So
hey, you guys hit the thumbs up button.
And hit that thumbs up.
1,100
yeah.
people in the chat, up. And I only see 696 left.
That's a fact, Ash.
That's not cool.
Talk to him.
So please hit the thumbs up button. We got a win. We needed the win.
Mm-hmm.
And to celebrate, we should hit the thumbs up button.
That's a fact.
Thank you.
That is a fact. All right, let's see. Who is going home with the giveaway? Let's get to it. Okay. All right, here we go. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. The winner is... I had my joint on the wrong street. Arminis Rakowskis. They got to be in the chat. Make sure they're in the chat right now. Arminis Rakowskis.
Arminis.
Yeah, Arminis. Are you in the chat? We're gonna give you a couple seconds to announce yourself. Let me get this over here so people can see and people know I'm not pulling the old foot trick on them. Arminis, are you in the chat? Paging Arminis. If you're not here to claim your gift, we're going to go with somebody else. All right. I don't know, man. Arminis, I don't know. Oh, yes. He's in. He's in. Arminis is in.
He said, no way. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
So, Arminis. Congratulations to Arminis. DM said fake name. Now he's in there. Arminis is in here. So, salute to him. Congratulations. We'll get in contact with you, get your address, and get you a snapback courtesy of J Boogie and your friends at Knicks Fan TV. So congrats to Arminis. Congrats to Arminis.
And once again, thank you, J Boogie. It was very sweet.
Thanks again to J Boogie, man. Yeah, absolutely. Another super chat came in from V1P3R316. He says, from Spokane, Washington, go Knicks and go Zags. So he's a happy guy.
Oh.
Got two wins tonight.
Yeah.
Got two tonight. Wins tonight. So they want to talk about the Paul Pierce fiasco today.
Oh God. Okay.
I don't know what to say, man.
I didn't catch it like live.
No, I didn't catch
when
it
was screen recorded and
yeah.
it hit Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's talk about it.
On that front. He's a grown man. I don't know his family situation. I can't comment on that because people was on Twitter like, oh, he's got a family. He's got that. I don't know what that situation is, you know. And he's a grown man. I didn't see that he did anything wrong. You know, he had some friends over the house. Now, as a professional, you on TV and stuff like that. All right, it's probably in poor taste to go on IG Live and broadcast to the world what's going on in your house. You know, I wouldn't do that, or I don't know people who would do that, but. I thought he was wilding there, but I didn't see like he did anything wrong where, you know, people's like, oh, well, he might get fired from ESPN. I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know.
I don't think he'll get fired, but he'll definitely get some sort of discipline action. I think, you know, anybody who works in media, you know, I know this, you sign contracts, and those contracts clearly state that there's a way that you need to conduct yourself on social media because you are a representation of the brand and the company that you work for. You can't be on IG Live smoking cigars, wilding. Clearly drunk.
He was wilding.
You were wild, right? You were like five shots tequila deep with one stripper giving you a massage and the other one dry humping the floor in a thong.
He went all the way in the back pages for them joints. I don't know. I'm like, yo. But that's neither here nor there. Good.
Yeah, and not to mention he works for ESPN, which is owned by Disney. So
much
for
the family
show. You don't work for Bang Bros, You don't work for, what's that other
thing? For Barstool.
He thought
he was on Barstool.
You don't work for that. Like,
you work for the mouse friend. He went all the way to back pages, man. Went all the way to back pages. But,
Yeah, and I think also it speaks to the conversation that people were having about Kevin Durant, you know, and is there a limit of an area that should be disciplined once you were in, like, when things get leaked or when they get exposed, you know, should you be disciplined for that? And in this case, he's leaked himself, like, he exposed himself. So I think it's the same situation. Yes, obviously he wasn't using derogatory language like Kevin Durant was. He was just in a very compromising situation. Yeah. I just, you know, I could have done without it.
Yeah, and then, like, it was...
I don't know if you heard it in the clip that was on Twitter, but, like, he was holding the phone and he was calling for someone. He was saying, like, yeah, somebody's name. He's like, yo, you should be here right now. Like, what are you doing?
It was that was just a little weird, man. It's just a little weird, like... I don't know, you know, even though, like, we do this, you know, the lives, and we on live every day, but, like, certain things I just keep private, you know, and I don't, you know, it's just surprising to see that he would do that, because it just didn't serve any point, any purpose. He wasn't talking on the live like that. He was literally just showing what was going on in his house at his point.
Was that his house?
I don't know, or wherever establishment he was at. It was just a little weird. Like, what are you doing?
And it's like nobody had masks on. That's another problem. Were those strippers vaccinated? Like, were they tested?
Like I said, he dug deep in the back page for those shorts. I don't know. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I guess when you're far removed from a championship, you know, your standards drop a little bit. But good luck to them, you know, and hopefully he's not the one.
Was he playing? Were those poker tables?
I have no idea, man. All
it
I know is
like
I
he
won't...
was having some sort of poker night, like on at somebody's house, and there were strippers and cigars, and it was only two strippers there, so it wasn't enough for everybody. Like, I'm just. Stop asking where Rachel Nichols was. Leave her out of this. You guys are out of control.
That was the line of the night. It was the person asking, where's Rachel Nichols at? And then Rachel Nichols starts trending on Twitter. So that was pretty funny.
Oh, I see. I thought she was trending because isn't she technically his boss? Isn't the Jump her show?
Well, yeah, but somebody in the IG Live said, where's Rachel Nichols? And whoever was posting the original thing about Paul Pierce, they circled the comment and it started trending. So Rachel Nichols started trending on Twitter, man. So
all I know is Paul Pierce looked like what I think Ari looked like in Miami. Like, that's what I envisioned. Ari looked like on the boat with Maluma and Bad Bunny.
Facts. Now, on the KD thing, I mean, listen, I looked at the whole thing and laughed. Y'all know what happened with me and Rappaport. He's a troll. He's a clout chaser. You know, I had to air him out. You know, the thing with me and him was a little more tongue-in-cheek, I guess, but a little more real because, to me, he's a corny dude, man. Like, he's a troll. He's a troll. I'm not a fan of his energy. And, you know, for him to go out there and leak the conversation with him and KD, that was whack, man. That was whack.
Yeah.
You know.
That
was lame.
Yeah, and people were asking me, like, how I felt about it and should he be disciplined and whatever the case may be. It was a gray area for me because, obviously, you know, the language in there was, you know, instances or there was hints rather, auras of homophobia in there. Yeah. But also it was a private conversation. And I think if people were comparing it to, well, you know, Donald Sterling got in trouble because of a leaked conversation, it was a different thing. You know, Donald Sterling was held to a different standard because he was an owner. Mm-hmm. And he clearly had ill feelings towards black people while owning a team with black men in a predominantly black league. So he's held to a different standard. Kevin Durant got into a beef with somebody who's whole entire brand is riling up people and getting these just, you know, hot takes out of them. I just think it was whack that he screenshotted a conversation like a girl and then posted it on social media and then doubles back like, oh, I feel bad. Do you feel bad, Michael?
That's his MO. That's his MO. And, you know, I understand. I'm not surprised the league, you know, fine KD for that. But if that's all he got off with, that's okay. At least he didn't get suspended or anything drastic like that. But I'm not surprised that they fined him. He's a representation of the brand, and obviously with what came out in the messages, you know, you can't have that out there. But Michael Rapaport is whack. He's whack.
And Rapaport also just messed up his own bag because now players and, you know, people who maybe would have been willing to go on his podcast because Kevin Durant did it and all these other guys did it are going to be like, nah, bro, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So you shot yourself in the foot while trying to make a point, and you played yourself. Yeah. In the words of DJ Khaled, congratulations, you played yourself.
Bunch of moist energy, man. I never seen that like it. And KD has got to stop being so damn sensitive, man. Turn your DMs off. Turn off your Twitter. You won two championships. Might win another one. You're one of the best players to ever walk the planet. Like, you got to stay out the DMs, man. That's his weakness, though, Ash. That is his weakness.
You know, it's hard. Where is KD from originally?
He's from PG County, Maryland.
Oh, well, listen, that could just be the East Coast thing. You want to clap back, you know what I mean? You want to kind of, when someone comes at you, you want to pop up. I don't mind it in small increments. I just think he doesn't know how to stop.
Yeah, and now it cost him, you know. And now it cost him. He ran into a rat. A guy who threw Tekashi 6ix9ine in his Twitter avatar for the longest time.
Which is still there. And anybody who has Tekashi 6ix9ine's freaking avatar.
There you go.
You can't be trusted.
You can't be trusted. Cannot be trusted. So, either way, screw him. Let's get this win on Monday. Great show, Ash. Great to have you back. Let's go ahead and sign out.
Well, as usual, guys, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ashley Nicole Moss. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In with Ashley Nicole. Hit the thumbs up button on my recent video. Comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'll have a new one for you soon. And also, you guys can catch me on SNY, Sports Illustrated, right here on Knicks Fan TV. And I will see you guys on Monday.
That's a fact. And salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Knicks win by 44 points. Easy W against the Pistons, 125-81. Julius, hey, set the tone. Set the tone for the team and let them wire-to-wire victory. 29 points, 8 rebounds. Great job by Bullock. Also chipping in 6-10 from downtown, 22 points as well. Just an overall solid team win. 25-25, back to 500. Let's see if we can actually get a win in Brooklyn. That would be nice to see. Remember, this show's available in audio podcast format as well. If you missed it on video, you can always catch it on audio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all the major platforms, so you don't have to miss it. Join the Discord group. Tim, if you're in the chat, throw the link to the Discord group. We have now reached 500, and that is 24/7 Knicks Talk. We have a gaming channel. We have betting. We have movies. All your interests are there. We have separate side conversations going on, and we have a ton of people going in there to support. So make sure you guys join the Discord channel. And remember that this show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. And you guys know the rules. No testimonials. Just go get them. Just go get it. This is the Lawnmower 3.0. You already know, but they got a ton of other items as well. So...
And definitely also, let me shout out Michael Maldonado. Happy birthday. Yeah. I know it was your birthday the other day, so happy birthday to you. I hope it was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's milking it, man. Your birthday was yesterday, fam.
But I don't think he heard the shout-out, because I said it at the very, very end. I think we cut out.
Okay, so, all right. No doubt. Happy birthday to Michael, man. He's in here every night, so we definitely appreciate it. Jonathan JD said Paul Pierce tweeted good morning at 10:50 p.m.
It was a good morning for him. I'm sure of it.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, he was chasing the dragon or something, but good luck to him. Ari says, Ashley, you are not wrong.
I know I'm not.
So, Ari was turning up. Darren Wilkinson says, sends a super chat. He says, I'm glad Jay Boogie's mom is doing well. I lost my mom to COVID, so I know how he was feeling. So, definitely, we send our well wishes and condolences to Darren Wilkinson for sure. It's been a tough time for everybody, Ben, especially dealing with the pandemic. You know, people losing their loved ones and people close to them. So, we definitely don't take that for granted. And again, you know, we hope that this show is just a brief moment of therapy, a brief distraction for the people to kind of get through those tough times. So, Darren, we salute you, man. Mark Bowser-Jaw says, great game tonight. Tibbs must have watched the replay of this show and heard Ash's message about having tough conversations, and it worked. Yeah, that's what
Thank
I thought.
Me later, guys. That's what I thought. Get a serve.
At Freak NY says, Jay Boogie. Those are Jay Boogie in the chat. Ron Hansley, $10 Super Chat, says, I think it says more that Tibbs didn't feel comfortable putting in Frank, Harper, and Pinson, and Pell until we were up 40 with under 3 minutes left. Yeah, you don't trust them. Hashtag, don't run your plays into the ground like in Chi-Town. Jeff Raskas says, salute to the squad. Great Knicks win tonight, and Peyton is a bum. Happy Easter to everybody. Salute to Jay Boogie for giving us love and giving us our sermon on Easter Sunday. Hashtag, all72. Paul Robinson says, no lead to state because of you, Tibbs, and staying Peyton, clogging up the offense, and the starters have less chemistry than that bench because of it. Cynthia says she was shocked to see Frank Pinson, Cab Harper out there, but it was nice to see Tibbs needs to give them more than 2 minutes. Boston Nick, appreciated. Fans keep forgetting that we're still an incomplete team. We took very efficient, uncontested shots and made them. Crazy because our energy was there tonight. Pell got hurt and continued playing that New York grit. CW Flash said, I wonder if Crispy Flakes is okay. So Crispy Flakes, he's an NBA 2K YouTuber, but he's a Pistons fan. So he's a big Pistons fan. I've been on his show. He's a good dude. I got to check up on him, make sure he's all right. Sometimes he's in the chat as well, so I got to check up on him. But, yeah, that's it for the Super Chats. Salute to everybody once again. Monday night, let's get some revenge, man. Battle of New York, Act 3. Let's steal a win in Brooklyn and have an even better show.